A top federal prosecutor is working with more corporations to respond to cybersecurity threats. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports. Assistant Attorney General John Carlin spoke to IT professionals at a cybersecurity conference on Monday in Stamford, Connecticut.
Carlin says the federal government has a lot more power to protect companies since the 2014 hack of Sony Entertainment. That came after the company released the Seth Rogen comedy The Interview, which poked fun at North Korea. The U.S. government says the North Korean government was centrally involved in the hack.
We'd war-gamed out a lot of times. What would it look like if a rogue, nuclear-armed nation-state decided to attack the United States through cyber means? But in all the war games that we had done, we never pictured that it would be over a movie about a bunch of pot smokers. But we took it seriously because it was a destructive attack.
Carlin says now the Justice Department is working with companies to teach them how to protect themselves from espionage, extortion, or from threats from terrorist groups like ISIS. But Carlin says companies have to include the federal government in the process.
You need to know before the incident occurs, by name and by face, who in government they're going to call and have met with them at a high level. If today, sitting here, you do not know by name and by face who you call in such an incident, you are not ready.
Carlin says the Justice Department is trying more cases of cybercrime than ever before. He says they've brought more than 60 cases of international cyberterrorism in 2015 alone. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.